The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Watching, you lack some time of going for what is due you. Somebody stepped in and the person picked it. It is still an open deal. Amen. So the fact that you have prayed does not automatically mean you will take it. Hallelujah. I want to make this thing clear so that we get some understanding. So that if you want to relax, you know why you are relaxing. So if you see some of us not relaxing, you will understand why we are not relaxing. I was saying that for Israel, Cana was their destination. And it was only for Israel. Even from Egypt, some people who were not Israelites were able to join and still make it to Cana. In our time, we may have done all the prayers, but without alertness, somebody will take it. You want an example so that you get it clear? You see, the mosques here. If you know a little about Islam, every mosque has a malam attached to the mosque. The malam is supposed to be the spiritual authority for the mosques. Or an imam for the mosques. Let's use imam. You say you are spiritual. Are they also not spiritual? What you see, they see. Hallelujah. So you can pray, and when it gets to the junction here, it now decides who is ready to what? To come for it. If we are ready, we'll go for it. If they are ready, they'll go for it. Into which we have bompire and so any one our budget. It may yes, O bompire now called da, over so any idea do punano. One at the baby. I just wanted to use this as an introduction so that we know the reason why we are doing my new season. Because I see in many of us that, we have done what we have to do. So we can relax, cross your leg and take it. Life is not like that. So somebody says, life is not a tea party. It is not a tea party. If it's a tea party, then everybody can sit down, relax and enjoy. But life is not a tea party. So as a Christian, the earlier you get some of these things, the better it becomes. So last week, we were looking at the power of confession, and tonight we are still continuing. We will not write part two. We are continuing. The scriptures will be changed, but we are continuing. So last week, we were looking at, when we talk of the power of confession, I just came with somebody and the person was saying, Osofo, Bompire Mami. A Bibian Kuye. He says he attends church at Ipi. Nungwa. Citation Nungwa. And I was telling him that he wenum kasa ye. Because wenum kasa na wokano. And also yem paibo. That is what backs your prayer. You see, most times we come and when we gather here, what do we say we have done? We prayed. Is that not so? But when you move out and you are talking, what are you doing? What are you doing? Prayer is formal and informal. So this is where we converge and we pray. But when you walk out, what you say is what backs your prayer. And many of us, where we fail is what we are saying to what? To back the prayer. It shall come. Hey God, it must happen. It must happen. It must happen. And I come out and I say, yeah, yeah, yeah. Last week I got anointed with one of my very close cousins. He was calling me. He was calling Azu also. And then I picked the call and asked him. And he's saying, the first answer he gave me was, Eyensu enye. Eyensu enye. So if Eye is one, Enye is minus one. Eyensu enye. So what has he said? Deru. Then he started ranting. Then I told him, they called meeting. I didn't call him again. He called from morning till evening. I didn't mind him. It was Friday. And when we have finished praying and I got out, then I called him. The moment I called him, the first thing I told him that once someone knocks out, unye bibiada. And that is why we are doing this thing. Once someone knocks out, in should be a bebe bia eba and one crabbed diverted. In Nankwasiafona be a juma momo. Now yet they are. So at the end of the day, you are complaining the person is not paying you. But you are telling the person he's a fool. How can a fool pay you? Are we getting it? Today, I'm trying to do a different introduction again. Then we move. So what do you use to back your prayer? The power of confession. What do we walk saying? What do we walk crying? What do we walk shouting? So I go back to last week. Last week we did Numbers 13, we did Numbers 14. And we looked at the terms of reference for their what? For their journey. And they followed through. But did Moses tell them to bring conclusion? No. That is where they lost it. They ended by drawing what? Conclusion. And when they drew conclusion, the unfortunate thing is that the one who did not even go some, who cried the whole night. Please, the Old Testament is not a story. It goes beyond a story. If you don't understand it, then you say, oh, Old Testament, it is not. It has many realities than we think. So you have not heard it. You have not been there. You have not seen it. But you can even cry more than the person who saw it. Hallelujah. As we speak now, I think last week the budget was read. How many of us have listened to it? Many of us here have not even taken time to read it or to listen to it. But we can complain about what has been said like we knew it by Auntie. We also, I understand. So somebody brought a report. You did not hear, but the only thing you heard was that somebody was crying, Yewo. Then you also cry, Yewo, 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 Yewo. And Bible said they cried the whole night. And when they finished, they said, it would have been better. Let us pick a leader and go back. After all that you have gone through, your words are, let us what? Go back. So now God comes to give a conclusion of the whole matter and said, what I hear you say, so will I do unto you. You say you want to go back, you are going back. You cannot enter. Now, if you read that scripture further, now they said, oh, okay, then let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. So, indecision, complaining, murmuring, the end of the day, nothing happened. The Bible said they all died, except the two who said, we can go. So we looked at Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2, and Bible said that they all heard it, but they did not mix it with faith, and therefore it did not profit them. That means that there is a profit in what you hear. There is a profit in what you hear. And if you can back it, faith, you will see it in action. Hallelujah. It must profit you. So somebody will do 100 days and get a loss. Somebody too will do 10 days and make a profit. You must get a profit. You must make a profit. What profit will you get? The Bible said they all had it, but they did not mix it with faith. That mixing, you mean a mixing out. Hallelujah. So tonight we want to continue. Hello. I hope everybody is now ready to talk. So tonight we go to Joshua chapter 6. But we'll look at a portion of chapter 5. I didn't want to include it in our text. I only wanted to use it for those who will come. A portion of chapter 5. You know, Joshua was part of those who went to spy the land. He was part of the fact-finding mission to look at the land. So now when it was Joshua's turn and he became a leader, he changed the strategy. In Moses' time, God told Moses, send people. In Joshua's time, what did Joshua do? Joshua chapter 5. I said Joshua chapter 5. Sorry. Joshua chapter 2. I want us to look at what Joshua did and then we'll go to chapter 6. Joshua chapter 2 from verse 1. Now Joshua the son of Nun sent out two men from Acacia Grove to spy secretly. Are we seeing the difference? Joshua chapter 2 verse 1. They went to spy how? Secretly. To spy secretly. So, Joshua is learning a lesson from what happened when he was part of the spies. They spied, they were given an open command. They went openly. And therefore they came back openly. And they spoke openly. So in Joshua's time, when it came to his time, in chapter 2, Joshua chapter 2, verse 1, he sent two spies. Not 12. Two. Bible says, at the mouth of two or three, the matter is what? Established. So he sent two. He did not send one. So two people. He went. And then Bible said, he sent them what? Secretly. He sent secretly. And when you are sent secretly, can you bring an open report? No. If you are sent secretly, what report will you bring? You bring a secret report. This is some of the changes I want you to. So in Joshua's time, he introduced a bit of what? Secrecy. I want to. That is Joshua's introduction. So now we move to Joshua chapter 6. Today, who read for us? Joshua chapter 6. Who read for us? Joshua chapter 6. Okay, let me do my own reading. You read for us. Okay. Give the microphone to the person who read. Who read? Joshua chapter 6. Start from verse 1.
Joshua chapter 6, verse 1. Now Jericho was strictly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in.
Please hold on. I'll do a running commentary small. Then we. So the Israelites who were shouting in Numbers chapter 13 that we can't go in. You see, somebody's even afraid of you. You see life. They said we were like grasshoppers in their sight. And I ask you, is your eyes my eye? Now in Joshua chapter 6, we are seeing what the reaction of the nations when Israel was getting closer. So how do you see things? You were sitting here somewhere, you say you can't. Somebody is also sitting here somewhere, he says he's afraid of you. Please, let's continue.
Verse 2. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thy hand Jericho and the king thereof and please, the mighty men of valor.
Please, wait. Let's list verse 2. Verse 2, he says, see, I have what? Given.
See, I have given unto thy into thy hand Jericho and the king thereof and king. The mighty men of valor.
Mighty. Who remembers last week when we're looking at Numbers chapter 13, Numbers chapter 14, what the Lord said about the land? He says, go and spy the land I am giving to you. So at that time, God said, I am giving. Bede mamo. Inti mungkwa ye den. Mungkwa she. Mungkwa she mpune ya asem yo. But here, in Joshua chapter 6, verse 2, what is he saying? I have given the land to you. Are you clear? I am giving. So the first one, it was still in the course of giving. So I'm giving you something, and then you said, mean to me, can I give it to you? No. But now, in Joshua chapter 6, God is saying that I have given. Hallelujah. Are we looking at the scripture? Now, he says, I have given. But at the time the Lord said, I have given, did they have it? That is the question I want you to think of. Did they have it? Were they having it? They had not. They were not having it. One of the things I want us to begin getting clear is that God only speaks. And then you have to act. God speaks. And then you will act. So last week, God spoke that I am giving. Then in their acting, they said we cannot collect. So God put his stand down. Now this week, where we are, God is saying, I have given. So it is already yours. But there is still some things for you to do. This is where Christians have a big and mega issue. If God says, I have given, then by the next morning, I must receive it. I must receive it. We don't want any part to play. We only said, you say you have given, then give it to me. But now, from I have given, he now move on. I have given who to you? The king. I have given who to you? The mighty men. I have given who to you? Jericho. Is it that sometimes when God speaks, we hear and we pick portion and we leave the rest? When you look at verse 2, you will see that he has given three things. He gave Jericho, he gave the king, and he's given the mighty men. That means that there are three things you have to look for. Although he has given, but he's mentioned those three things to you. He has given Jericho. He has given the king. He has given what? Mighty men. Can you go and take a mighty man like this and carry him away? It's not possible. Can you just go and take a king and carry him away? Not that possible. Can you just go and take a city and carry it away? Not possible. But God said, I've given. So now we continue. Abby.
Verse 3, and ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. That shall do 6 days. Verse 4.
Please, hold on. So what is the strategy God now gives? So we see God speaks, God gives, and God does what? The third one, God does what? He gives a strategy. God speaks the word. I have given. Giving what? He now gives you the specifications. What he has given. Then now he continues with what? A strategy. So let us move back to last week. In last week, God said, I am giving the land. Then what was the approach? Go and watch. What was the strategy? Before God would say, Jack, they said, Yen to Minje. He went back. So God never gave a strategy. But now, here, God speaks, I have given. That is one. What? Jericho, the king, the mighty men. What is the strategy? Verse 3. What is the strategy? Verse 3. Yes, shall we mention it? Verse 3. What? Number 1. You shall what? Compass. That means you must go round. So strategy number 1. Compass. Or go round. Is that all? Once. He brings once there for 6 days. Hello. I think we have to get to a time when you are reading your Bible, you take pen and you start just writing small. Maybe you know you will see that you have done some drawings and then it will help you to what? Grasp what God is saying well. We have prayed 100 days. In the prayer, God showed you something. In the prayer, there were prophetic words. Into what it is, God showed you some things. The next thing is, how can those things come in? He showed. How? The next thing is, you need a strategy. How? Into one who na ukoda. So most of us, if I walk around and I ask you, in the 100 days, what did you see? What did you dream about? I don't know how many people have even written it, or they say, Obenya bebri, ebwa. But have you now asked, how do I go about it? So from Joshua chapter 6, we are seeing he speaks. He tells us what is about, what is going to happen, but he now tells us the strategy. Once for 6 days, does it end? Abigail, let's continue.
Verse 4.
So you start from verse 3 again.
Verse 3. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. That shall do 6 days. Verse 4. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. Verse 5.
Please hold on. So, 1 for 6 days. In the drone, 1 times 6 daily. 1 times 6 daily. Every day be a 1 times 6 daily. That means every have a number. Anna, and yes, sir. 1 times 6 daily. Anna, 1 times 6, just have a number 6 times. Okay, 1 daily for 6 days. I've been a profit number. 1 daily for what? 6 days. That was the tablet for the first one. Then they say, on the 7th day, it's 7 times. Are we seeing the strategy? 1 daily for 6 days. But on the 7th day, 7 times. On the 7th day, 7 times. Someone will ask me, Adene nyame ma omuchi yes sa minye nyame. Minye nyame. The strategy God has for you is different from the strategy he has for you. It's different from the strategy he has for me. But God is saying that is my strategy for taking this land. 1 daily for what? 6 days. On the 7th day, 7 times. 7 priests. No, I don't have it. You bomb fire now, who so ubi? Oh, yes, sir. 1, 2, 3. Now, so by 1, 2, 3. Waiting. Win him the oil. Win him the oil. Win him. You see, we want to worship God as others want to worship God. Let me. Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is a way of life. If you understand it, then every day you'll be doing something maybe in a different way. Okay, so 7 days. Yes.
Verse 5. And it came to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horns, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, so, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him.
So on the 7th day, it is 7 times plus what? A shout. 7 times plus shout. So this God told Joshua. Last week we had those who were saying it was leadership crisis. Yeah, it was so. God told Joshua. So from verse 1 to verse 5, it is God telling Joshua how the strategy will be. Please, let's go. Verse 6.
Verse 6. And Joshua, the son of Nun, called the priest and said unto them, take up the ark of the covenant, and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord. Verse 7. And he said unto the people, pass on and compass the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. Verse 8. And it came to pass, when Joshua had spoken unto the people, that the seven priests bearing the seven trumpets of ram's horns passed on before the Lord and blew with the trumpets, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. Verse 9. And the armed men went before the priests that blew with the trumpets, and the reward came after the ark, the priest going on, the blowing with the trumpet. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, ye shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word.
Which verse?
Verse 10.
Verse 10. So, in verse 10, what had Joshua added to God's command? In verse 10, Joshua had added something. Verse 1 to 5 was everything God told. Pass it on. Verse 10, what had Joshua added? Keep quiet. Joshua commanded the people, keep quiet. But from verse 1 to 5, when God was speaking to Joshua, he didn't say, keep quiet. No, we are reading the Bible together. Verse 1 to verse 5, who was speaking? In the Bible, look at the Bible. Verse 1 to verse 5, who was speaking? It was God. So this was what God told Joshua. From verse 6, who is speaking? Verse 6, who is speaking? Joshua. Then now Joshua speaks and he gets to verse 10 and he tells everybody that what? He commanded that do not what?
Ye shall not shout. Make.
Somebody's own said, do not make what?
Noise.
And yours says, do not what? Do not shout. Do not shout.
That shall any word put out of thy mouth until the day I shall bid you to shout.
So let's see what Joshua added. He says, do not make, he said, no noise. No noise. No speaking. By the time you go to school, near the Abohor, no speaking of what? Vernacular. It don't mean come brofo and why it and then school for now, Bano. They say, Edu language is time. They say, no speaking of English. They say, Akolebu honuma on tichi. On tichi. Inti anuane so vijina honuma. Because if you ever can be a brofo, any at this time, they say, no speaking of any English. From what? Vernacular. So, no noise. No speaking. No speaking or making what? Any. No speaking. Let me pick my Bible. Chapter 6, verse 10. Now, Joshua had commanded the people, saying, you shall not shout or make any noise with your voice. That means, but for your voice, no. Nor shall a word proceed out of your mouth. No speaking. Until the day I say to you, shout, then you shall shout. So, this is Jericho. I am coming to start. So, day one. If I'm working with all of you here, Auntie Ifua, what will you have said? Harriet, what will you have said? Tessua, what will you have said? He said, no shouting, no noise, no speaking. Assuming you say, etomie, this person will say, etomie, then we are relaxing. But now, Joshua is using a strategy. No talking. No noise. No speaking. The only thing you can do, either you can play your noise, but for your mouth, no. So you are walking, you are tired, but you can't say it. You are walking, you are tired, but you can't say it. Then when you get home, day one, what will you now say? Okay, let's give the mic to whoever will want to talk. When you get home, day one, what will you now say? Azo, you have a question before we continue. A contribution, please. Give Azo another mic. We'll read it into our mic. Today we have 30 minutes.
Close. Last week, I was the leader of the people who said we had leadership error. So this week we'll continue.
Yeah.
This time we are seeing leadership by example. This time the leader is with them. And he says, follow me and do what I say. You made a comment that they were not allowed to talk.
Or I didn't make a comment. It was
but they could play this one.
You cannot shout or make noise with your mouth.
Good.
The moment he said with your mouth, it means that you can still be making noise, but for your mouth, yeah, no.
Good. So the strategy was, we are marching around this city because we are secretly accompanying a mission. So you are neither to play anything or to make any noise. Because the moment they hear any noise, they will come out and attack us.
But look at verse 1. Jericho was tightly shut.
Good.
Nobody was coming out or going in.
Good.
Because of the fear of the people.
So when there is a noise outside, the soldiers would have come out to attack whoever because they are protecting their city. Regardless, again, a leader with a clear vision has communicated the vision rightly. This time he is with them and is walking them through the vision. Unlike Moses, who gave the instruction, go and see and come and tell me. And they came back and told you what they saw and gave you a recommendation. And you said they have done wrong. Thank you very much. We'll continue.
Let me go back and come again. Moses, when we read Numbers 13, we saw Moses also did exactly what the Lord told him to do. Where did Moses go wrong? He sent them openly, and they came to speak openly. But what did Joshua do? Joshua sent the spies secretly. So definitely the report will come secretly. So the report Joshua knew, nobody else what knew. That is one. Number two, God has now communicated to Joshua. I am just trying to do this as a build-up of last week. Then you will see that Joshua is trying to correct the errors when he was a spy. What happened? He is making sure that all those things do not happen. In Moses' time, they were all allowed to do free talking. And the talking
specific with Joshua.
Please. Hold on. Last week, God says, fight the whole land of Canaan. Last week, you see, I was saying that when God starts by speaking, then he gives what? Then he gives the area or the approach, and then he will now give the strategy. You will see that last week, God said, I am giving. And what did God promise the fathers? He had promised them Canaan. And so, what did God now say? He said, go and spy the land that I am giving to you. And he gave them Canaan. He gave them where they should even pass, the things they should watch. So last week's lesson was spying the whole land. Last week was spying the whole land, not just one portion. This time, it is taking territories. Last week was spying the whole land. What Canaan looks like. Does it fit into what God said? Or it does not fit? And then, what they were supposed to do was, when you bring it back to Moses, Moses will now go to God and say, this is what we saw. Then the strategy would have what? Followed. But they didn't get there. And then they did their own conclusions and wahala broke out. Now, this week, we are seeing that God is still doing the same way. And how? He speaks. I have given. So now, we are beginning the job. I have given. Where have I given to you? I have given Jericho. I have given the king there. I have given the mighty men. And I was asking you, when you see Jericho having a wall, and they said, I've given the place to you, then you know that I can't just walk in and take it. I've given the king to you. That means a king is sitting in his chair. You can't go and say, it's not like that. And I've given the mighty man to you. Can you take a mighty man without fighting? So now, God now continues to give what? A strategy. So last week was a broad thing. Today is what? He's narrowing it. It is a stage by stage thing. Now, in narrowing it, Joshua, as he has been with Israel from beginning to this time, knows the problem of Israel. And what has been the problem of Israel? The problem is what? Talking. The problem is talking. What is the problem of our generation? Talking. Is that not so? The problem of our generation is talking. Internet by idea. Bobo. Is talking. So in our generation, obi de okakura mpa, also may they call TikTok. May they call IG. In our generation. So in our generation, before meji madi and kuran megu enimasi, I will make noise. So in our generation, everything is about making what? Noise. So where we have to even keep quiet, we can't what? And in you making noise, are you making the right one? You are making the wrong one. The devil is speaking. God is announcing. What are you saying? Hallelujah. What are you saying? So we are seeing that Joshua is taking out everything that brought them down. He has learned lessons from it. Please. Adena Ekosono won Tiasia Kawanutum. Keep quiet. What God is saying, if you don't understand, ask questions or keep quiet. But don't say it cannot be. Don't say it won't work. So Joshua told them, keep quiet. So when they march round one, somebody wanted to have said that. Me jonku. Eye me ya. Ba yesi me nkasa. Intinu ayedi. Not that was so. Somebody also would have said that Joshua cry in upper chereno. But Joshua said, one utum. Turn to somebody else, the person, one utum. Joshua said, keep quiet. The command is no noise, no speaking. Into everything that you have, everything that you want to say, keep quiet. Keep quiet. Don't spoil the atmosphere. Don't try to say something whether you don't know or you know. You just keep quiet and follow. So day one, they have gone. I believe by the time they go home, the commentaries, they will run in their homes. But this one, it can't be like that God's spies talking to what? All the congregation of Israel. You are only talking in your home. So if you see that it won't work, it is only you. But you cannot get us all to tell us it won't work. You cannot get us all to say it won't work. So you are supposed to what? Keep quiet. But with that annoyance, he got up and he joins. No talking, no speaking. So you can't talk. You can't talk. Brethren, sometimes if you want to trust God, as we have finished the 100 days, if you want to trust God to see you through some things, don't talk. Don't talk. Menka utrim. Pensume di anya den, enka mitrim. Don't talk. Because if you dare open your mouth, The person by you doing ha ka ba ba ba. When you cry, no cry. Ne beja na dali. Aden ye bumpa ye gunu. Enye you na amwa. The person say me unbelieve. Enti mensu me ye den. He bobi. Enti ye di ni enye na enye den. Ye mbo. As we entered here, it is not everybody seated here who believes. True of us. I won't say somebody who does not believe, raise your hand. But it is not everybody here who believes. It is a fact. But keep quiet. But keep quiet. It is not everybody here who believes. If we run back, read about the two spies from chapter 1, chapter 2. And the two spies who told Rahab that put a scarlet. What were they trying to mean? And saying that we will spare your house. That tells you that there were some people who believed that this city, we have taken it. But there were others who did not also believe that the city, we have taken it. So if you look at the two spies, what they told Rahab, everything they told him, if you want to be safe, come in here. If we want to this, come here. They were giving instructions like they were God. Meanwhile, their job was only to what? Spy. So you can see that some people can go ahead and believe. But it's not everybody who does what, who can believe. That is why Joshua chose those two spies what, secretly. That means he checked those who have believed what God wanted them to what, to do. And he sent them. Therefore, they were able to transmit that belief unto what? Unto Rahab. And said that even if you want your fathers to be saved, bring them all under your roof. They will be saved. They had believed, they had confidence, and they could speak like God had given them the what? The command. But now, God was now dealing with the whole people. And Joshua realized that if I don't take a strategy, these guys, they better have them 40 years. They better have them 40 years. No talking. So day one, they have gone. They have come. Day two, they go and they come. Pastor, going around, even if you come to church, right now that we've come to church, and I tell you that we are doing a spiritual mapping. So all of you, follow me and let us go around here. Here. Yes, here. Seven times. Oh, there'll be a Bible study. Can you cry? Alex, obey your money. Oh, someone will say, "Young Kasi Adi and Yeye, he did not cheat. That ain't here. And by what bank who any? And by what bank he uncle round? Have you forgotten what Naaman asked when he was told to go and wash? Are there no better rivers? Who be baby savvy? You understand? But he said, keep quiet. So they followed. Some were tired, some were weak, but they followed. And they too, they followed. Day three, they followed. Day four, they followed. One daily for 6 days. By 6 days' time, Obi ya waye Joshua, no. Edi gu botomo ebe botoma. But yesi men kan into waye negu nitrim. Imu ya ma any year. But yesi men kasa. Then day seven got there. And Joshua said, today we are going seven times. Aye. If Joshua can now say, open your mouth, what will have happened? What will have happened? Someone can ask Joshua that, yeah, yeah, more crown punk, yeah, then, yeah, bread. Minko. Then, yeah, me, ono ne kasa ya, ne mi njina ho, unkwa ya den, ho. So now, when they had finished, they were supposed to now what? Shout. Abigail, read that portion. I want us to look at something, then you talk and we'll conclude.
And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, ye shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth, until the day I bid you shout. Then shall ye shout. Verse 11.
Jump to 15.
Verse 15. And it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner seven times. Only on that day they compassed the city seven times. Verse 16. And it came to pass at the seventh time, when the priest blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord had given you the city.
Hold on. If Joshua had just said, shout, what would have happened? After going seven times. If Joshua had just said, shout, what would have happened? Without saying, for the Lord has given the city. What would have happened? Would be better, you know? Because somebody has packed his or her annoyance from day one. Wabua no san. Washene hunchene. Wadane mo money. No train. 7 days. Then by the seventh day, akwa we unimu din zemfon. Tembi a meden. Me kachire no no. Then he says, shout! He added, for the Lord has given us land. Shout, for the Lord has given us the land. By the time somebody would say, Memphino, and people started shouting, the world started what? Breaking. The world started what? Falling. So by the time you want to vent out your frustration, you are seeing a miracle. So what do? You join in the miracle, and now instead of being the fool, and everything is coming down. Why? Because you are seeing. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, may you see before you shout. Just kindly keep quiet small and wait. Keep quiet small and wait. Because you will see before you shout. Some of us, if we will relax more, we will see. And then we can now shout. Sorry, I don't know how to share. Why won't you share? You want to join the person who said, you want to say something, but hold yourself. Ready? You have one pay you. Ready, Judy. 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 Even when you are tempted to shout, to talk, to make some noise, restrain yourself. Because the miracle is coming. This evening, I am here to announce to somebody that the miracle is coming. The miracle is coming. You need a little restraint for the miracle is coming. Amen. Some of you, you have seen it in dreams. Some of you, you have seen it in vision. If you will keep your mouth quiet a bit, it is coming. I came to give an announcement today that it is coming.
Amen.
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 It is coming. It is coming. It is coming. If you can only hold yourself. So Hebrews says, hold on to your profession. Hold on to what you were saying. You wake up, you see there is nothing, but you are still saying, Father, it will come. I know what I'm saying is difficult for someone, but I'm telling you that Christianity is a way of life. God wants you to start looking at something, and it must be a continuous something. Galatians chapter 5, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Verse 16. In Paul writing the conclusions to the Thessalonica church, after he only started the church for 6 months in his second journey, Paul's second missionary journey, and he was taken out. When he wrote, one of the first things he wrote to the church in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16 is rejoice always. A Christian lifestyle. Rejoice always. 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 You are seeing something. It had not gotten there, but rejoice always. The way you wanted it to come, it has not come, but rejoice always. Rejoice always. And to Israel here, it was keep quiet. Do not make noise. Keep quiet. Do not make noise. Sometimes when we come to church and you look at us, it looks like 100 days later, but I'm telling you, keep quiet. The away man will say, what you did? Doto, what you did? Doto. Keep quiet. Cool down. Cool down. Continue doing what you are doing. So Paul now says, rejoice always. He goes to verse 17 and he says, pray without ceasing. So after 100 days, pray without ceasing. Don't stop. Continue praying. You have not seen it. But when you wake up, Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Because what I saw, I will hold it. What I saw, I will touch it. What I saw, it will become a reality. It will become a reality. It will become a reality. The day you want to give up, you will see somebody will come and that miracle that person will share, the testimony that person will share, everybody will begin to what? Shout. And when everybody begins to shout, that means I shall say, everyone is going to take his. Don't let what you see force you to talk. I'm not here to do church history. But if you look at the history of, if you look at the wall of Jericho, the description of the wall, that means everything they did does not make what? Sense. Keep quiet. Right. Contribution. Question. Yes. Please talk.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
We have 10 minutes.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for this in-depth teaching. It has given us, you know, a lot this evening. I have seen that from today's teaching that as leaders, knowledge is very important. Because the Bible says, lack of knowledge, my people perish. Even though Joshua was a spiritual man, because he was part of the people that were sent, and when they came, the reaction of the people, he was very careful. It could be some of the reasons why he was not, you know, giving them chance to talk, because we are far, we are in the enemy's territory. And what the Lord has given us, the Lord has said it already. So if at this point you start to lament, you will be discouraged, doing all manner of things, we'll be here, and by the time we realize the land that was given to us, the enemy will come up and come and destroy us. So I think the knowledge that he had, you know, has also helped. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any other contribution? I want us to do some prayer within this 5 minutes. When we finish after offering, the King Adam will come speak. We are going to pray. That Father, teach me how to hold on. Teach me how to hold on. Teach me. And today, one of the things we have learned is no noise, no speaking. Ubibeka said, Nasu adiye ne sheme suwa eche se mi yedeni. Mekasa. E sheme suwa eche se mi yedeni. Mekasa. And so, apart from sitting here to pray, when you go out there and you are talking, it is all part of what? The prayer. I don't know how to define prayer for you here, but prayer is both conscious and unconscious. So Bible says, and God breathed into man, and man became what? A living soul. The meaning of a living soul is you became a speaking spirit. And everything you speak, that is what you want, you see. And therefore, if you are a speaking spirit, and would you be amen, by the time you finish saying everything, you have undo every prayer. And you'll be in a say no. You yourself, because of what you are what, saying. I am coming to give you a scripture. but then we use that to pray. Yes, sir. Romans chapter 30, verse 32. Romans chapter 30, verse 32b. The King James Version, that's the B part. If thou hast thought evil, lay thy hand upon thy mouth. Lay thy hand upon thy mouth. And I wrote here, this is the sure cure for unbelief. You may think it, but don't speak it. You may think it, but don't do what? Don't speak it. You may think it, but don't what? Don't speak it. Because the moment you speak it, it begins to work. So you may think it. The mind is a highway. Anything can pass through. You can think of anything, but don't speak it. So Proverbs 30, verse 32b. If thou hast thought evil, lay thy hand upon thy. When we went to nursery and class one, teacher ne bana muye de dia. Osi keep quiet na ubiya and muye de. Osi put your hand on your lip. Lay thy hand upon thy mouth. Tonight, may the Lord lay His hand upon your mouth. May the Lord lay His hand upon your mouth. May the Lord lay His hand upon your mouth. There are some things you want to speak, but when you say it, things will get spoiled. There are some things you want to say, but when you say it, things will reverse. May the Lord Himself lay His hand upon your mouth. That when you are ready to speak it, may you feel some heaviness on your at your mouth. Heaviness. Wanunye dududu. It's okay. It is just the Lord warning you that as them will open pet, I did not go home paying in hiding. May the Lord lay His hand upon our mouths. That we may think, but we are not permitted to what? To speak. Other times we look at the Jesus approach and you see that it is the same thing. And then we are coming to pray. Allah. Clouds of doubt about my expectations be blown away by the wind of the Lord. Clouds of doubt. What the devil does to us is that everything we are expecting, he begins to what? He begins to create doubts. I was praying and the Holy Ghost just gave me this word. Clouds of doubts about my expectation, let the wind of the Lord begin to blow it. Somebody begin to pray it. Every cloud of doubt about my expectation, let the wind of the Lord begin to blow it away. Blow it away for me. Blow it away for me. Somebody lift up your voice and pray. Every cloud of doubt, let the wind of the Lord blow it off. Let the wind of the Lord blow it off. Clouds of doubts. We are adding this prayer to it. Voices of doubt. There are clouds of doubt and there are voices of doubt. Clouds of doubt are situations that you fall in. And when you fall in, you are tempted to speak. Voices of doubt. Let's begin to pray. Voices of doubt. The voices of doubt are voices or are words that people will begin to speak. That makes you to feel that it cannot work. But tonight, I am here to tell you that there is a sure word. 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 Pray in tongues for 5 minutes. We are closing. Just pray in tongues. Clouds of doubt, voices of doubt, let the wind of the Lord blow it off. Blow it off, blow it off, blow it off. Noises of doubt. Hayaka barababa, reketeke brosatakaba, rababakata da brasanaraba, rekebasundoro bahata. Likambo sikato kabrakata kama, isakato mahanta raba, rakato bahakata, rabakata masukata, rababakabo saka, raketele babahato zabra, harabakata rabakabra, rabababahakata, rabakata rabasakata, rabakata kaba, rabababa shakata, rabakabra kaba, rababa, rababa labra shadadaba, rababahata dabrakata, ikabado shada, rababakado. Sada mazubaha rabakata rabakata labrakata kamba itakama zebe rababa hata bazekete adabada brakata rababakata hayanta di brakabo sada rabakaba sada ikabaro sada ikabra sada rabakato zekete rebahata rabakabo sakata kaba rakaba hakaba hata rabakaba sa takaba rakata intarababo seketa Hayanto mazika rababa ilabarobe karoba hata ikabrasata rabababa sandaraba ikabrosata kaba ikatosakata hayanta rababa hakoba rababa ikabasata ilababa hakat hatakaba rabakata rabakata hakabata idarababa sotadaba rabababa hakata rababa. We are coming to now do a declaration, and I'll need you to speak. Because Bible says in Philemon chapter Philemon verse 2, it says, declare or pronounce your faith. We are going to say, my harvest cannot fail. 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 Somebody say to yourself, my harvest will not fail. It cannot fail. It will not fail. It cannot fail. It will not fail. My harvest for my new season cannot fail. What the Lord has promised me in this new season, it cannot fail. 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 In this new season, everything that the Lord has promised me, no matter what happens, it cannot fail. My harvest cannot fail. Somebody speak. Speak. Speak into it. Your harvest cannot fail. It cannot fail. Ayata masederebebe. No matter the plan of the evil one, this harvest cannot fail. 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 Rabasatata baba. Keterebelebe sadadaba. Padadaba baba baba. Likaba rababa sanda rababa, leketere balo kaba, rababa sakata da baba. It cannot fail. Ha, hey, hey, hey. Men may think it will fail, but I don't permit it to fail. Rabasata kata da baba. We are doing a last prayer. Those who came early, I said something. Let me say it. And then we close. The fact that you have prayed for 100 days does not mean that your harvest is automatic. If you don't fight for it, somebody will take it. And I gave you an example that this is a church. In the church, we have a priest. The priest is spiritual and the church is spiritual. Do you all agree? You all agree? Beside the church, we have two mosques. In the mosque, there is a priest. Or there is an imam. How do we call it? Imam. The mosque is also supposed to be spiritual, true or false? Do you agree? Now, what I said beginning, let me say it again. You can pray. You can pray. Look at me. You can pray. You will see it happen. You will see it coming. But somebody else there will pick it. Because everybody is spiritual. So the one who is ready will pick it. I know somebody does not like me speaking this way, but that is the truth. That is the truth. We can pray 100 days, and every dividend of the 100 days, somebody will stand somewhere and collect it. Because the land of Cana is now an open check. It is not only for Jews, it's for everyone. We are going to pray that my harvest nobody can take. My harvest nobody can take. Speak now. Speak now. The harvest that is due me, the promotion that is due me, the wealth that is due me, the businesses that is due me, everything that is coming to me, I guard it with holy jealousy that nobody can take. 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 Nobody can divert. And from tonight, begin to pray that prayer. My harvest nobody can take. Let's pray and close in Jesus' name. The Holy Spirit is just reminding me of something. I remember in one of my offices, somebody went on leave. And the person told me I am the one relieving him. And I did all the work for 1 month. And I was supposed to take the relieving allowance. When it was due that today I must take it, someone else came and brought a letter. Like you brought a letter. And the letter said that he is the one to take over from him for the leave. Meanwhile, he did not work. So he just brought the letter and he collected the money, but I did the work. What I am telling you, it happened to me. So I know what I'm saying. I know the letter, but me for 30 days. Please, in the mighty name of Jesus, whatever we have prayed for and whatever is yours, Holy Ghost, we pray that you protect it for us. May we not sleep. May we not slumber. May we not sleep. May we not slumber. May we fight for what is ours. May we fight for what is ours in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening. May we fight for what is ours. I pray and I declare that from today, what is yours must come to you. What is yours must come to you. What is yours must come to you. There must be no diversion. There must be no diversion. There must be no diversion. You will not work for somebody to take the dividends. You will not pray for somebody to take the benefit. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that everything that is for us, Holy Ghost, everything that is for us, as today you have taught us the power of confession. We confess that it is for us. We confess that it is for us. We confess that it is for us. The dreams we dreamt, it is for us. The visions you gave, it is for us. The prophetic word you spoke, it is for us. Everything that you gave unto us through words of prophecy, through prophetic declaration. Father, we say, none of it should pass this place. It must meet us. And we do not permit it to move out. Whoever has opened his hand, that what is for us, he is ready to take it. Father, we send your fire to burn that hand. We send your fire to burn that hand. We send your fire to burn that hand. And we say, Lord, May the angels of the Lord guard and protect our deliveries. May they guard and protect our packages. May they guard and bring us what is due for us.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.